In Tarshish Kisisa, towards the end, Lamed Dalid, Pasuk Chaf Aleph, the Torah says, Sheshes Yamim Tavod, Liyam Ashvi Tishbos. Work 6 days, on the seventh day rest, Beharish Uvakotsir, in plowing and harvesting Tishbos. That is referring to the Mitzvah of Shabbos. And the Ramban says that why does the Torah specifically mention Harish and Katsir, those two melachos? Al derech ha-pshat, the Ramban says, hizkir Harish v'Katsir, the Torah mentions plowing and harvesting, shebahem ikir chayei adam. These are like bread is the staff of life. These are the primary, the ikar of a person's life, and therefore mentions these two. Not 100% clear what the Ramban means, or what difficulty he's addressing. It is clarified a little bit more in the Rabbeinu Bechaye. And Rabbeinu Bechaye on this pasuk quotes the Ramban slightly differently. He says, "V'ne'emar becharish v'akotir tishbos kolomar," as if to say, "Afilu bizman charish v'akotir shehem ikur chay yodam ba'avodas ha'adama tishbos yom ha'shabbos." Apparently, l'chora, what he means is that even in the season of Harish and Katsir, the harvest season, the plowing season, and the harvest season, which is when the farmer would be very busy, and it's a very important time to be working, not vacation time, nevertheless, it's Iker Chai Ya'odam, but nevertheless, rest on Shabbos, lo sasa bo melacha. Kain Pirish Ramban. The Beit HaMachai says this is how the Ramban learned. To clarify a little bit more, what is bothering the Rishonim, it's actually found in a Tosfos HaRosh in Maseches Horiyot. Maseches Horiyot, Daf Dalet Amud Beis. And the Rishonim there, the Tosfos HaRosh, are discussing Rabbi Yosef Shaila. Rabbi Yosef Shaila is dealing with the halacha of Par Helem Dabesh Al Tzibur. Par Helem Dabesh Al Tzibur is the rare case, perhaps even a hypothetical case, but it's a halacha where the Beis Din HaGadol would issue a ruling, an errant psak. They issue a psak that a detail of law of one of the mitzvot of the Torah, which would be highest courage if one did it bemazed, they issue a psak that a certain detail is not prohibited by Torah law, and Rove of the Tzibur went based on the psak of Beis Din and engaged in that activity, whatever it was, a certain type of chalev they ate, or dam they drank, or action they did, and which normally would be eligible for korban chatas when done b'shogeg, then the Beis Din realizes they made a mistake upon further inquiry, and they retract the psak, and now you have Rove of Klal Yisrael who did this aveira. And so the halach is they do not bring a korban chatas. They're not ones, but they're only a shogeg, and shogeg usually would bring a korban chatas, but in this situation they did not bring a korban chatas because they were tola in Beis Din, and they're part of Mechatas. However, the Beis Din HaGadol, or the Tzibur, does bring a carbon chatas, a special chatas called a Par Helem Dover Shel Tzibur. But one of the important details is that it needs to be a detail of the law, not an entire body of a halacha. And there's another halacha with that's a Mishnah, and Shmuel says that it needs to be a Dover She'en Astukim Modimbo. It has to be something with the stukim, so to speak, would not be moda to this prohibition. In other words, it's not an explicit pasuk in the Torah. If this would be an explicit pasuk in the Torah, then even if it's a detail of law, but if it's explicit, then it's not a horah. It's not a psak. It's such an error that it's not a psak altogether, even if it could theoretically happen, and therefore it's not called a horah. There's no par helem dabar shel tzibur. So it's mavur in the Gemara and Horiyot, the Abdallah of the days, that the prohibition of harisha, plowing the field on Shabbos, is something which theoretically might be eligible for par helem dabar shel tzibur, which means it's not a dabar shel tzukim modimbo. The tzukim must have some way with their distorted understanding of Torah Shabbat without the benefit of Torah Shabbat Peh, that they must hold that harisha is permitted on Shabbos. Has to be that possibility, because if they also agree that harisha is prohibited because it's a mefurish pasuk, well then there would not be a par helem dabar shel tzibur possible. And this the Gemara implies that there could be a par helem dabar shel tzibur. Ayin sham. So the Tosos, the Tosar Rosh, ask How could the tzdukim not be moda? It's a mefurish apostle here. Beharish uvakatsir tishbos. These two halachos are explicit in the Torah that's prohibited on Shabbos. That's the Rishonim's question. And so the Tosfos HaRosh brings a Ramah, Rabbi Meir Halevi, who says that perhaps the tzdukim are bothered by the wording of the pasuk, and I believe that this hara is an excellent hara, and that's what Ramban and Rabbi Bechai are coming to address, that they're bothered. Why does the Torah say becharish uvakotzir tishbos? If it means to rest from doing the malacha of harisha and katsira, rather than the preposition being becharish uvakotzir tishbos, it should say mecharish umekotzir tishbos, that one should rest from, refrain from doing harisha on Shabbos and refrain from doing katsira on Shabbos. But that's not what it says. It says becharish uvakotzir tishbos. And so the Ramah suggests that perhaps the tzedukim would read this pasuk and say, no, it's not talking about what malachos one should refrain. It's telling you the time of the year, whether it's the winter or summer, so to speak, whether it's the planting season or the harvesting season. Now, that's what the Ramah says, how they would learn it. And in fact, al derech pshat, the Ramban is saying that is the pshat. It's not so clear what the Ramah means when you first read it. But now, based on this Ramban, and Rabbi Bechaya especially, we understand that what it's telling you is even at these busy, busy times of the year for the farmer, still it's critical to observe Shabbos, and that's what it means, Becharish Ubakotzir Tishbos. And according to that interpretation, which the Ramah says the Stukim learned the Pasuk that way, and the Ramban, in his presenting a pshat understanding, which is always not necessarily kati kabbalas chazal, but there's a value that Rishonim had in just telling me how to learn the pshat pshuto shabikra, even though it's not going to be consistent necessarily with the Torah Shabbat Peh, but there's a mahalach of learning pshuto shabikra, and Ramban does that for us, and he tells us that's taka pshuto shabikra. That it means that even at these busy times of the year, the harisha season and the kasira season still do not do any malach on Shabbos. But which malach? It doesn't say in the pasuk. That's not what it's talking about. That's the Ramban and Rabbi Nechaya and the Tosfos HaRosh and the Ramah, what they teach us in Pshuto Shel Mikra here. So that is one mahalich. And I want to suggest perhaps another possibility of how to resolve this diuk that the Rishonim are making, which is, why does it say becharish uvakotzir when it should say mecharish umekotzir, right? To refrain, to hold back, to rest from doing harisha katsira, if that's what it means, right? And the mahalach is based on something in the writings of Reb Shlomo Breuer, Zecher Tzaddik Livracha, the son-in-law of Reb Samshel Paul Hirsch. And he writes, he quotes the Zohar. The Zohar makes reference to the concept of Shabbos Shel Chol. There's an idea of Shabbos, not just Shabbos, but Shabbos Shel Chol. It sounds like a very esoteric idea. How could Shabbos be Shabbos during the weekdays? Shabbos is the seventh day, not the weekdays. And he explains what Shabbos Shel Chol, he explains it in a very down-to-earth and a fundamentally important message. He says that Shabbos is a mitzvah that is observed one day a week. On the seventh day, it has a start time and end time. That's the mitzvah of Shabbos. But what is Shabbos supposed to be? It's zecher l'maaseh bereishis. It's supposed to be an ongoing reminder that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world and put us into this world. A person truly internalizes the message of Shabbos, while he might only literally observe Shabbos one day a week, but the impact will be felt 7 days a week, because how he engages with the world the entire week long, how he conducts his business, and how he interacts with other people, and how he interacts with the natural world, everything will be impacted and affected and defined by how much he has internalized the message of Kibosh Shabbos become an Akbar, because Rokhu created the world and rested on the seventh day. Right? It's a whole different person. He's a Shabbos Yid all week long. His actions are different, and his approach is different, and his attitude is different, because he internalizes the best of Shabbos. And that's what the Zohar means when it talks about a Shabbos Shel Chol. Shabbos is observed one day a week, but its impact is realized all week long. Right? And that's perhaps what the Gemara means when it talks about the Malay Shomer Yisrael Shtei Shabbosos Miyad Hayu Nigalim, that if Klal Yisrael would observe two Shabbosos, they would be redeemed right away. What's two Shabbosos? Why is one Shabbos not enough? And he says, I believe that what it means is they'll observe Shabbos on Shabbos, and the impact will be felt Shabbos Shel Chol, and that will bring the Geula. Beautiful pshat in the idea, message of what Shmirah Shabbos is supposed to be about. And perhaps based on this, we could suggest another understanding and resolution to the Rishonim's question here of why does it say Becharishu Vakotir Tishbos when it should say Mecharishu Mekotir. And perhaps the chiddush of the pasuk is not only should we refrain Mecharishu Mekotir on Shabbos, but if we do that, right, then even during the week when we are doing our work, Becharish uvakotzir, it will be Shabbos as well. The Shabbos Shochol is what this pasuk is alluding to. The full, complete, holistic picture of Shmirah Shabbos is Mecharish umekotzir tishbos. That's literally how you observe Shabbos. And if you do that properly, then the impact is that you have a Shabbos approach to life. Becharish uvakotzir. Kadosh Baruch Hu should help that we should internalize this message and not only observe Shabbos one day a week, but internalize this message and live it all week long.